Welcome to season 29 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go! Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering the important skill of communication as a leader. And it's important for you. It's important for me. So I'm thrilled that you're here this week to really dig in and buckle up and really mold your skills this week. Before we get there, just two quick announcements. The first is I've spent so much time over the last few weeks coaching leaders in all different roles, and it's just really inspired me the kind of work that you put in with podcasts and books and reading and coaching sessions and then pouring that out into others. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it matters. Your commitment matters, even if it doesn't seem like it. Keep working, keep digging, and I'm going to keep doing my best to help you on your leadership journey. Now, just one quick announcement. On the Learn Loft side, we have a brand new communication workshop on the 18th, November 18th at 12 p.m. You can go to learnloft.com and sign up today. Tons of great articles, all kinds of good stuff at learnloft.com. But if you want to improve your communication skills, sign up for the Effective Leadership Communication Workshop taught by me. Can't wait to see you there. Go to learnloft.com and sign up today. Now on to the show. Leadership, like life, is a journey and not a destination. Now I must emphasize one point before you start listening to this podcast that will attempt to make you a better leader. Listening and doing are two different things. Yes, I have spent the last 10 plus years of my career studying what the best and the worst leaders do and then transferring those lessons to myself first and then to others. But I have struggled mightily to apply many of these lessons daily. And instead of crushing my soul and believing I'm not meant to be a great leader, it's convicted me to constantly look at the journey of becoming a better leader rather than just arriving as one. And I've learned that the closer that you get to being a truly authentic leader, the less you feel like one. See, in many things, ignorance is bliss, but not in leadership. I had a teammate from my college golf days, and he was so ignorant about how hard it was to be great at golf and the competition, how good they were. It made him excel. But leadership is not like golf. There is nothing worse than a manager who isn't self-aware of their shortcomings as a leader. It's caused more professionals to leave companies or a profession altogether than any other factor. Don't believe me? A recent study found that 79% of employees will quit after not receiving adequate appreciation from their manager. It absolutely matters. But here's the thing. Many leadership skills matter, not just one. I mean, there are many talents and skills that you and I must develop as a leader and demonstrate those with our people and with others to be effective over time. And I'm not going to name all the skills that are important. But there is one skill that is at the top of the list, whether you're a leader at home or a leader at work, and that is communication. I want to take you to the story of the British rowing team. See, the British rowing team had not won a gold medal since 1912. And by all measures, they didn't even have a good rowing program. They had a flat-out bad rowing program. But then something changed. In anticipation of the 2000 Sydney Olympics, the rowing team developed a useful strategy that changed everything. And they went from being an average rowing team to winning the Olympic gold. And I'm going to share with you what they did. They developed a one question response to every single decision that they made. And this one question allowed them to measure every situation and decision and obstacle, and it allowed them not to get derailed where most people do. And this is that one question they asked. Will it make the boat go faster? Will it make the boat go faster? Now, it might seem simple to you or me, but when every single team member is bought in to asking themselves this question, will it make the boat go faster? And it impacted how they interacted with each other and how they talked to each other. And they just constantly kept asking themselves that question, will it make the boat go faster? And not only did they ask this question themselves for many years in preparation for the Olympics, but they made disciplined choices because of it. And it paid off in a big way, destroying the competition and winning gold. Now, this might seem insignificant to you, but it is a masterclass in communication. It's clear, it's concise, and it's conclusive. And everyone on that team, from the captain to the reserves, knows what it is. Now you might be thinking, nice story, John. It's catchy. You know, will it make the boat go faster? But I don't know a thing about rowing or the Olympics. And to that, I would say, neither did I. But I do know that if you or I want to achieve great results, if you or I want to escalate our career, if you and I want to have a successful marriage and a great relationship with our kids, your leadership communication is key. Now, it could be as simple as writing an email, giving a presentation, sending a text, or just simply turning on your listening ears. Regardless of the type of communication, the key is that you're effective at it. I like to think of it as the essential rule of leadership. If you struggle with communication, you will never reach your potential as a leader. And as I wrote in Building the Best, the key to successful leadership today is elevating others. So the problem with you not reaching your potential as a leader is that you won't be helping others achieve theirs. Now, I know you want to help other people achieve their potential just like you want to achieve yours, or you wouldn't still be listening to this. Now, but I don't know what kind of communicator you are. I don't know if you're a silver-tongued devil or you have these unmistakable mannerisms that just bring people in, or if you get clammy hands when just thinking about giving a speech or a presentation. But whether you're an excellent communicator or you really struggle, every leader, myself included, is susceptible to making a really big communication mistake. And this is what that mistake is: demanding and downloading, not inspiring. Too many leaders demand what they want and download what they want their team to do instead of inspiring them when they communicate. Now, this doesn't mean that every email or every conversation must have your audience ready to run through the wall for you. But it does mean that you have to be more concerned with the audience than the person doing the communicating. Because the only way you can inspire someone is if you care deeply about the audience and not just your own words. I've said this on this show many times, but that word inspire means to breathe life into. And you can't breathe life into someone or get someone else to take action that they wouldn't otherwise take if you don't get past their mind and get into their heart. I was reminded of this recently in a conversation with a therapist, really talented therapist. I've just been so impressed with her. And she said something to me that I just couldn't get out of my mind. She said, "The heart is the wellspring of life. The heart is the wellspring of life." And it stuck with me now because I've just seen it repeatedly over and over again when leaders fail in their communication. They never get to their people's hearts. So if you want to get to your people's hearts and you want to inspire them, there are all kinds of strategies and tactics to be more effective communicator. And instead of going into the depths of all these things on this show about storytelling or the three C's of successful communication, I want to turn your attention to two things. The first is how much you speak. And the second is being more transparent. The first, how much you speak. Being an exceptional listener is a key part of being a great communicator. I mean, there is so many great examples of leaders who listen can then communicate better because of it. And I know that we all want to be the first to speak, and Simon Sinek and others have done such a great job of showing stories about being the last to speak. But I want you to think about how much you speak. Your goal as a leader shouldn't be to tell people what to do. It should be to help them determine what to do and what can be done to implement it. And oftentimes this means speaking less and asking better questions. So number one, how much are you speaking? Be really aware of your time verbalizing versus pulling information out of your team or allowing them to engage. Number two is to be more transparent. All too often when there are things that leaders must say to people, they avoid the topic or they sugarcoat it in a way that the truth never comes out. I mean, marriages have been ruined this way. Leaders have been ruined this way. We are afraid to tell people the truth because of what it might do to them. And the opposite is what's required. I want you to opt for more transparency in your communication because transparency implies openness and accountability, critical elements of any team and their performance. One of the most interesting stories about this is I got the opportunity to work with a fantastic organization in Northwest. And one of the leaders that we worked with was a very seasoned and phenomenal leader in this insurance organization. And I just, in our coaching calls and our dashboard reviews and in our one-on-ones, I learned so much from him. And I started to really soak in his 40 years of experience. And I asked Robert Kesnel is his name. I asked him why leaders really struggle with transparency. And he said, most leaders aren't transparent because they are insecure narcissists and they lack confidence in themselves. I mean, strong words, insecure narcissists and lack confidence in themselves. And the more I thought about it, and all of the leaders we studied, in particular the bad ones, on the outside they appear confident, but on the inside they're struggling. And I think Robert's right. Too many leaders hide behind their shield that their title provides instead of being transparent and telling the truth. Now, you can think about this episode in one of two ways. One is, here are some good ideas. Number two is, how can I be a more effective communicator in my own home? How can I be a better, more effective communicator with my spouse, with my significant other? How can I be a more effective communicator with my team? Am I doing the things that John's talked about today? Because the best part of communication is that you get endless opportunities every day to work on improving. And I hope some of these ideas will inspire you to evaluate, one, how much you speak, and two, how transparent you are, and then make an effort to apply them better on your leadership journey. Because just remember, will it make the boat go faster? That simple line of communication that tied this team together, you can do that too. It's not only meant for the British rowing team, it's meant for you and it's meant for me. And I hope these ideas will help you be a more effective communicator. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.